朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
你们过得好不好啊？
How are your days?
不够大声哈。
That's not quite loud enough. Good.
记得哈，要活得痛快，就必须要死得干脆。
If you want to live very excitingly, you got to be willing to die.
翻译的不错哈。要活得得胜，必须死得彻底。
And if you want to live a victorious life, you must have a complete death.
我想为了年轻人，我讲的都不是 physical 的死哈，不是自杀。
For the sake of the younger brother and sister, I'm not talking about a physical death. I'm not talking about committing suicide.
当我们真活在基督里的时候
，When we really live in Christ.
当我们真与主同死的时候
，When we really die with Christ.
你要发现在我们身上有一个奇妙的事情要发生。
We'll discover a marvelous thing that will happen.
圣灵要把我们带到一个新的境界。
The Holy Spirit would bring us into a complete new realm.
让我们活得自由，活得喜乐，活得有把握。
We will live in freedom and joy and with certainty.
虽然所有的环境还是一样
although everything is the same.
可是我们不一样
but we are different.
所以我们这一阵子在讲与主同死，与主同复活。
So these times that we've been talking about to die with Christ and to resurrect with Christ.
那我发现弟兄姊妹有在听到哈
And I realize, brother and sister, you are listening.
因为上个礼拜我们有14对弟兄姊妹 renewed the在主面前更新誓约。
Last Sunday, there were 14 couples that renewed their vows before the Lord.
我们中间居然有弟兄跟妻子说誓言，说我愿意跟你同归于尽。
And there are some brothers that will say that I'm willing to live and die with you.
我想只有熟读圣经或是比较属灵的人听得懂哈。
And only those who understand the scriptures will understand what they're saying.
我们都愿意死在我们身上发动，让生在别人身上发动。
We're willing that death would be active in our lives and life may be at work in others.
当我们都肯下宝座，都肯 deny ourselves 的时候，你发现基督从我们里面活出来。
And when we're all willing to come down from our own thrones, we're willing to deny ourselves, that Christ would be lived out through us.
今天我们继续要讲属灵的传承
and we want to continue the series of passing on a spiritual inheritance.
而且我们要讲到关于圣灵方面
and we want to talk about the Holy Spirit.
昨天有个妈妈有点担心的问我哈
and yesterday there was a concerned mother that came and talked to me.
那我知道她的意思哈
and I know what she's saying.
我知道她怕因为有年轻的孩子呢。我会让我的道讲得比较简单一点，牺牲了大人。
And she's actually concerned that I would actually simplify the message so that the younger one may understand, but sacrifice what the older brothers will receive.
但是又怕我讲得太深呢，又让年轻人听不懂，让他们白来了。
But she's also concerned that my message would be too deep, that the younger ones will not understand and they're wasting their time here.
但是我为这个祷告，你们也为这个祷告，我相信大人孩子都决定听得懂的。
And I prayed for this, and I trust that you've been praying for this, and I trust that we will all be able to receive it.
因为救恩是为了万民的，不管你有没有受过教育，不管你是连这个男女老幼。
Because salvation is for all people, regardless of age, regardless of race.
我想为了年轻人，或是为了我们中间有一些比较听到容易打瞌睡的。我请你加油，因为这一堂很重要。
And for those, the younger brothers and sisters, and anyone who is here who has a tendency of falling asleep in the middle of a message, I ask you to give an extra effort because this is very important.
它非常值得你们少看一点电视，少上网，然后花功夫去搞明白它。
And this is something that is worthy of your time to spend less time in front of the TV or on the internet to really study this particular topic.
因为这是我们整个基督徒。能够有丰盛的生命，过得胜的生活的最重要的一个根基啊。
And this is the most important foundation for a fruitful and a maturing Christian life.
我想在我往下讲以前，我想弟兄姊妹，你们觉得在基督徒中间最常被引用的一节圣经是什么
？And I want to ask brothers and sisters, what do you think is the one verse that is often used among Christians today?
John 觉得是什么
？John, what do you think it is?Galatians 2:20,
加拉太书二章二十节、啊、可能很多非基督徒不了解哈。你们在体育 football game 的时候看见上面写什么
And what do you see in the midst of the broadcast football game?
3:16, 连这样都不要写，大家都知道哈。约翰福音3:16，这是我们最熟的一节圣经。
John 3:16 is the one verse that we're all familiar with.
这样太属灵了，所以他马上讲到加拉太书2:20。
Our brother John is very spiritual, so immediately he jumps right to Galatians.
约翰福音3:16，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，这节我们最熟 ，right?
John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, whosoever believes in him shall will not perish, but have everlasting life.
还有一节是基督徒常常用的。
And there's another verse that Christians often use.
接你什么？我真是苦啊
Jenny says, Whoa, what a wretched man that I am.
Jenny, 你要不要站起来让弟兄姊妹会后来安慰你
Jenny, do you want to stand up so we can comfort you after the session this morning?
Before 进到那一节以前哈
Before we come to that particular verse,
我想我们常常用的一节圣经就是立志行善由得我只是行出来由不得我
I think oftentimes we would say, I will to do good, but the good that I will to do, I do not do.
有引用过这节圣经分享的请举手
How many have used this particular verse in times of sharing? Raise your hands.
哇其他人你们头上应该戴光圈的我看
All of you who haven't raised your hand, you need to have a halo over your head.
我跟你讲哈这节圣经只有那些向神真正认真的人才会用的
And this verse is only used by those who are really serious towards God.
不然他根本没有这种挣扎
Or they will never have this kind of struggle.
再不然他就是一得救就完全得胜的。
Or he is completely victorious as soon as he is saved.
不然如果你认真想要走主的路，想过得胜的生活，你一定会进到罗马书7:18的。
But if you really want to follow the ways of the Lord, you really want to grow, you will enter into Romans chapter 7:18.
因为这个东西是我们最熟悉的一个经历
Because this is something that we're all very familiar with, something we experience all the time.
我们之所以常常引用它，因为它描写的太深入了，就是我们的经历。
Because the description of these verses is exactly who we are. We experience it every day.
我能不能再问一次曾经引用过的，请举手，好吧
？I'm going to ask once again those of you.
哇，你看多这么多。
Raise your hand. Okay, a lot more hands came up this time.
立志行善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。
It is I who will to do the good, but I am unable to do it.
我们没有时间一直去引用下面的经文哈。
And we don't have the time to keep going through the scripture that has to follow.
因为保罗说他当他每一次想要行善的时候
，And Paul says every time I want to do good,
就发现有恶跟他同在。
He finds that there's evil within him.
每一次他心中想要行善的时候
，And every time within his heart he wants to do good,
他就发现肢体中另外有一个律，就是犯罪的律跟他交战。
He finds that there's a law at work in his members that is at war within him.
而且每一次的交战呢，一定是肢体犯罪的律得胜。
And every time this war takes place.The law of the flesh always wins.
把我们掳去
And it takes us captive.
然后底下保罗才无奈地发出一个痛苦的呼声说我真是苦啊
And then he says, what a wretched man that I am.
啊所以 Jenny 比保罗属灵一点一下跳到后面了哈
So Jenny is a lot more spiritual Paul, so she's already there.
保罗说我真是苦啊谁能够救我脱离这屈死的身体呢
And Paul says, woe unto me, who can deliver me from this wretched body?
弟兄姊妹，我不知道在我们的身上有没有这样子的很明显重复的挣扎。
And I wonder if we really have this clear struggle within all of us.
我十几年前听到一个年轻人做见证。
Years ago, I heard a young person give this testimony.
然后这是他真实的故事。他十几岁的时候在学校读书。
And this is a real story. He said while he was still in school.
然后同学 tempt 他，刺激他，这个嘲笑他。说他不敢吸毒。
And his friends, his buddies just tease him and say, hey, why don't you just try some drugs?
他后来实在受不住了，他说我吸给你们看，我吸完以后我不吸就是了。
And they mocked him and they said you can't do it. He said, well, I'll do it in front of you, I'll show you, and afterwards I won't do it anymore.
没有想到那一次的经历以后，让他底下将近18年的时间，他被毒品紧紧地捆住了。
And that one time when he tried it, he was bound by it for the next 18 years.
他没有钱，他就出去偷，他甚至出去抢，为了这个他下监好几次。
And when he didn't have money for it, he would go steal, he would go rob, and because of it, he went into jail many times.
他有一次他那么伤了他父母亲。
And one time he really hurt his parents.
他在父母亲面前下了誓，他说我再去吸毒的话，我把我的指头砍断给你们看。
And he promised his parents, he says, if I ever use drug again, I'm just going to cut off one of my fingers.
没有 多久，他又去吸毒了。
And not too long after that, he finds himself lost in drugs again.
而这个年轻的孩子二话不说，拿起刀来就把他指头砍断。
And this young man didn't have another word in front of his parents. He just went and chopped off one of his fingers.
啊，爸爸妈妈把他送到医院去急救。
And his parents rushed into the hospital, to see if they could recover.
医生趁着赶快又把他缝起来接起来。
And so the doctor went and, tried to put it back together.
他自己做见证了。
And he gave the testimony.
他说当我的脚才从医院 emergency room 走出来的时候。
And he said, as soon as my foot left the emergency room.
我在下楼梯的时候那个毒瘾就回来抓住我。
And as I was going down the steps of the stairs,that addiction of the drugs came and lay hold of me.
因为怎么有的很多时候不是我们不想做好。
A lot of time it's not that we do not want to do good.
不是我们不知道什么是对的。
It's not that we do not know what is right.
而是当我们每一次立志要去做的时候我们就失败了。
But every time we will to go and do it, we find that we fail.
当我们说不要再上网络看色情的时候。
And we say we'll not go online to look at those pornographic sites.
那么好像狂风暴雨一样抓住我们。
And we find that it's like a storm, it just comes and it rages over us.
我们可以把电脑砸掉。
And we will go and throw the computer against the wall.
不久以后我们又去买电脑了。
And then soon after, we go buy another one.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这个东西在我们身上是非常熟悉的经历。
These are experiences that we encounter, we are, familiar with.
也许我们身上没有这样子罪东西，这样子强的捆绑我们。
And perhaps for some of us, there is not such a sin that, that holds you, bound.
可是我们有别的东西捆绑我们。
But maybe there are other things that's holding you, in captive.
我们的脾气。
Or anger.
哦，我们的性格
，our personality，
啊，我们的消极
，our us being passive，
啊，我们喜欢批评论断，弟兄姊妹，很多的东西可能都捆绑我们。
We're critical, we like to criticize. Many things keep us.
哎呀，我们立志又立志
，and we determine and set our will again and again.
啊，就像黎头森弟兄讲的，他好像一辆车子没有汽油的车子。
Just like Brother Washman Lee gave an example, it's like a car without gasoline.
我们要用我们的意志，要我们的力量，用力来推它。
Use all of your will, all of your might to move that car.
什么时候我没有力的时候
And whenever you find that you have no strength,
它连动都不动了
It will not, the car will not move anymore.
它再也没办法得胜了
It cannot come to the place of victory.
它也再没办法往前了
It can't move forward anymore.
它撑不住了
It can't sustain itself.
所以我们的得胜常常都是短暂的
So that's why our victories, they're very, very short term.
有限的
Very limited.
我们心智可以很强
Our hearts and our will may be
strong. 但我们的结果却很悲惨
But the end, the result is very tragic.
因为这边这就是我罗马书七章十八节告诉我
But this is what Romans, chapter 7, verse 18 is telling us.
立志行善由得我。
It is I who will to do good.
行出来由不得我。
But I find that I have no power over what I've done.
上个礼拜我们讲到三件重要的事情。
So last week we spoke of three important things.
宝血。
The blood.
十架。
The cross.
圣灵。
And the Holy Spirit.
宝血。
The blood.
解决我们犯罪的行为罪行。
And takes care of the sin nature.
我们撒谎，我们骗人，我们做这件事，做那件事，宝血解决了。
Takes the acts of sin, the blood removes those acts of sin.
哦，耶稣的血洗净我们所有的罪。
The blood cleanses us of our sins.
哦，我们从前远离神的人，如今借着耶稣的宝血，可以跟神亲近了。
We who were separated and apart from God, now we could draw near to God.
然后接着我们就很盼望过得胜的生活。
And then we immediately we want to live a very victorious life.
但是弟兄姊妹，十字架。在这里是解决我们的旧人
But brothers and sisters, the cross comes and deals with the old man.
是解决我们的罪性
And deals with the sin nature.
你蜘蛛网除掉了
You may get rid of the spider web.
蜘蛛还在
But the spider still there.
它又会结网
It will go and make another web.
你再除掉网
You take care of the web.
它又会还会结网
The spider will form another web.
因为罪旧人还在
Because that sin nature, that old man still exists.
十字架是来解决我们旧人的
So the cross comes to deal with that old man.
那个犯罪的生命
and that life of sin.
然后圣灵带进得胜
And the Holy Spirit comes and brings us into victory.
让我们一举一动有新生的样式
and that all of our acts and our deeds have the newness of life.
让我们能够说我活着就是基督
And I can say for me to live, it is Christ.
弟兄姊妹今天很多人
Brothers and sisters, many people.
没有信耶稣的人
Those who do not believe in Christ.
也希望能够活得很好
They want to live in a very good way.
但是没有宝血
But they have no blood.
连一楼都没进来
They haven't even entered into the first floor.
不要说三楼了
Forget about the third floor.
对我们这些得救的人来说
And for we who are saved,
我们都知道耶稣的宝血洗净我们的罪
We know that the blood of Christ cleanses us of our sins
我们常常在这里感谢耶稣的宝血
And we come before the Lord, we thank him for his blood
然后我们就羡慕过得胜的生活
And then we admire to live a very victorious life
但是我们却忽略的 不经过二楼，你是不可能到三楼的。
But we do not realize unless we go through the second floor, we cannot enter into the third floor.
如果我们不认识十字架在我们身上那个伟大的工作
，If we do not understand and realize the wonderful work of the cross in our lives,
我们只认为十字架是受苦
，And we think the cross is just for me to suffer,
被逼迫
，And for me to be persecuted,
被强迫去做不想做的事
，For me to be forced to do something I don't want to do,
生病啊
，To be ill.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我们都认为十字架是这样子的
，And we think, oh, that's probably the cross.
其实我们却忘记十字架。是一个最伟大的释放。
We do not realize that the cross is the greatest freedom.
没有十字架
，and without the cross，
没有哥哥他
，and without Calvary，
就没有五旬节。
There is no Pentecost.
啊，今天很多极端的灵恩派叫人说要在圣灵里释放释放释放。
A lot of people who are extreme in the Pentecostal movement, they say you need to be released in the Holy Spirit.
啊，教人说方言。
And they would teach people to speak in tongues.
弟兄姊妹，这都是大错特错的事情。
And these are things that are wrong.
很多时候那只是一个人情感情绪的一种激动而已。
A lot of time is the stirring up of emotions and feelings.
不经过与主同死与主同复活。
If you do not go through the crucifixion with Christ and the resurrection with Christ,
我们不可能真正享受在圣灵里面一切的丰盛和自由。
It is very difficult for us to enjoy the true freedom and the blessings in the Holy Spirit.
要有丰盛的生命。
To have this fullness of life.
要有得胜的生活。
To have this victorious life.
我们非得靠圣灵不可。
You need the Holy Spirit.
但是弟兄姊妹，你不经过与主同死同复活
Brothers and sisters, if you do not go through the death of Christ and the resurrection of Christ,
我们的兴奋和得胜是暂时的
Your excitement, your victory, they're very, very temporal.
是经不起考验的
It cannot be tested.
在神在撒旦眼中没有价值的
Before God and before Satan is without worth.
所以我说今天早上的信息非常重要
So brothers and sisters, I tell you, this morning's message is very important.
在年轻的孩子们，我们都希望主把我们带进去
Younger brothers and sisters, I pray that God will lead you in.
啊，这是这个罗马书七章十八节，我们再回来。
In Romans chapter 7 verse 18, we come back to that verse again.
立志行善由得我。
It is I who will to do what is good.
行出来由不得我。
But it is not up to me to do what I want to do.
这句话我称它是排行榜第二位最常被引用的经文。
And I say that this is probably ranked second in the most used verse among Christians.
但是它却是被神儿女们最忽略的一节经文。
But it's the one verse.That we often neglect.
因为我们读只读一半。
Because oftentimes we only read half of it.
我们只读后半。
We only read the second half.
我们一起来读前半，好不好
？Let's read the first half.
我也知道，在我里头，就是在我肉体之中，没有良善。请大家注意啊。
Please pay attention.
保罗早就斩钉截铁地告诉我们。
And Paul very clearly tells all of us.
在我们肉体里面。
That which is in me,
没有良善
in my flesh, there's nothing good.
在我们里头
within us,
一点都没有良善
there is nothing that is good.
那请问你要叫一个没有良善的人能够活出神的良善、圣洁和公义 ？It's mission impossible.
If you tell someone that has nothing that is good within them to live something that is victorious, it is mission impossible.
这叫做强人所难
It is forcing someone to do something that is impossible.
圣经上不仅仅早就告诉我们说，没有义人，连一个也没有；没有行善的，连一个也没有。
And the Bible says there's none that is righteous, not even one. No one does good.
一同变成无用
They have all become useless.
所以在我们天然的生命里面我们想要达到神的标准我跟你说圣经上早就说此路不通
So within this natural life we want to come and live the standards according to God It is impossible
因为我们开车都碰到过此路不通
And we see we come to a place where there's a dead end
这中文叫此路不通英文是 not a through street
And again it's not a through street when you see those signs
你开开看你左边是莱茵河
You
drive, 是一个 river.
You drive along the street, you see a river on your left-hand side.
前面有一个大的 castle 挡在那里。
And there's a huge castle right in front of you.
右边是树林。
And on your right is a forest.
然后你开着开着开着以后到了一个路口。
And you come to the opening of a street.
它说 right turn only.
It says right turn only.
只能够右弯。
You can only turn right.
因为它在树林里面帮你开了一条路出去了。
And because in the forest, there's another road that takes you out.
然后前面写说此路不通，因为前面是那个城堡。
And in front of you it says not a through street because the castle is sitting right in front of you.
然后你硬要开进去。
But you keep going that way.
你就没路走了。
then you come to a dead end.
你被卡在那里。
You're stuck.
你说我要立志出去。
And you say, with all of my will, I'm going to go through it.
他就是此路不通。
But you're stuck. There's no way.
弟兄姊妹，圣经上早就告诉我们此路不通。
The Bible already told us this doesn't work.
但是我们 keep trying.
But we keep trying.
我们还在立志。
And we keep set within our will.
我们失败了就立更大的志。
And we fail and we say, okay, I got to have a greater determination.
哎呀，我们下次失败了，我们就更厉害的立志。
And I fail again, I say, oh, I got to will even harder.
我们进食。
And we fast.
我们剃光头。
And we shave our head.
我们用很多方法 punish 自己。
And we use all sorts of things to punish ourselves.
我们认为下次一定可以得胜。
And we say, the next time, I will come through.
我们砍指头。
And we chop off our fingers.
没有用。
It doesn't work.
圣经上早就说此路不通。
The Bible already said there's no way out.
就跟你下了一个命令说所有的鸡生下来的蛋里面没有骨头就杀。
And it's just like for you to say any chick that is hatched, and if
蛋里面没有骨头的话。
If there are
no bone
if there are no bones in the eggs, then you kill the chicken.
因为我们中国话就在鸡蛋里挑骨头，我怕你们听不懂。所以
This is Chinese saying that you look for bones inside an egg. Maybe our culture and generation don't understand it.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是一个强人所难的事情。
It is forcing people to do something that is impossible.
神从来没这样强迫。
God would never force us to do.
但是我们却这样强迫自己。
But yet we force ourselves.
仇敌这样欺骗我们去强迫自己。
The enemy lies to you so that you will force yourself.
所以我说罗马书七章十八节，只有爱主的人才有这个挣扎。
So I said Romans chapter 7 verse 18 are only struggles for those who love the Lord.
他不爱主，他根本就是 let go， 他任凭自己犯罪。
For those who does not love the Lord, they only let go completely. They just let themselves
live in the line of sin. 他一再立志，一再立志。
So those who love the Lord again and again, they will to do good.
然后发现他一再失败，一再失败。
And then they discover time and time again they fail.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
这就是我们今天要来看的，为什么十字架经历这么重要。
And this is why we want to come and look upon why it's so important to experience the cross.
因为只有借着这个，能够把我们带到一个更高的 level， 一个更全新的境界。
Because only through the cross can we be brought to a whole new level, whole new realm.
我们一起来读我们今天的背诵经文，好吧
？Let's together read the verse that we're supposed to memorize today.
我们今天背诵的经文是罗马书三章第八章第三节到第四节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 3 and 4.
律法既因肉体软弱有所不能行的，神就差遣自己的儿子成为最深的形状，做了赎罪祭，在肉体中定了罪案，使律法的义成就在我们这不随从肉体只随从圣灵的人身上。好，请我们注意哈，在这一节这两节的圣经里面至少提见三个重点。
And please pay attention to the three important points in these two verses.
第一件事情告诉我们。
The very first thing it tells us.
神的律法。
That the laws of God.
有一些事情他做不到。
There are some things that it cannot do.
这里告诉我们说律法既因肉体软弱有所不能行的。
That it says by the weakness of the flesh, there's certain things that the law cannot do.
其实如果你愿意在那个肉体跟软弱中间加个的的话，可能更清楚。就是律法因为肉体的软弱而有所不能行。
The law, because of the weakness of the flesh, there's certain things that it cannot do.
不是律法本身不好。
It's not that the law itself is not good.
我没有时间跟你们去讲圣经律法的重要，它非常重要。
And I don't have the time to go into the importance of the law today.
重要到一个地步，神说天地万物可以废去，我的律法一点一滴都不能废去。
It is so important that the Lord would say that the heaven and earth would pass away, but not a jot or a tittle of the law would be removed.
主耶稣说，我来不是要废掉，我是要成全律法。
The Lord says, I did not come to remove the law, but to fulfill the law.
提摩太前书第一章说，律法原来就是好的。
The first Timothy says that the law is good.
罗马书第七章更告诉我们，他说律法是圣洁的，是圣洁的，诫命也是圣洁、公义、良善。
Romans chapter 7 says that the law is holy and it is good.
甚至说律法是属乎灵的。
And that the law is according to the spirits of the spirit.
神的律法从来没错的。
And there's nothing wrong with the laws of the Lord.
他的要求从来不改变的。
His requirements never change.
天地可以改变，一点一滴不能废去。
And heaven and earth can change, but not a jot or a tittle can be removed.
而且一定要成全。
And it must be fulfilled.
那么请问神的律法对我们的要求从来不改变。
And if the requirement of the law concerning us never changes.
然后我这个人
And yet, me, this person,
在我里头，就是在我肉体中没有良善。
And within me, within this flesh, there's nothing that is good.
凡有血气的，没有一个人可以行律法称义。
Anyone that has breath cannot perform or do the law to be righteous.
请问怎么办？
Then what do you do?
所以我们叫做无望的罪人嘛。
So we are hopeless sinners.
所以这里带进来第二件重要的事情。
So now these verses bring about a second thing that is most important.
就是神借着他的儿子耶稣基督做成的事情。
The work that God has done through Jesus Christ's Son.
他差了他的儿子耶稣基督成为罪身的形状，做了赎罪祭。
And he sent forth his Son to take on the form of sinful flesh to be the atonement for sin.
主耶稣来的时候。
When Jesus came.
当他在十字架上说成了。
When he said on the cross, it is finished.
整个救赎做成了。
An entire salvation is accomplished.
而且整个全备的救恩赐给了我们。
And the complete and the fullness of the salvation is given to you and me.
希伯来书告诉我们他一次完成永远赎罪的事。
The book of Hebrews says once and for all he has accomplished salvation.
而且让我们这些得以圣洁的人就永远完全。
That we who are holy may be complete once and for all.
说到神的救赎神的是一次就完了而且他的救恩是全备的。
That the salvation of the Lord is once and for all and is complete.
这是已经做成的事实。
This is the truth that has already been accomplished.
需要我们用信心来依靠的来相信的。
Something that we need to believe on and we need to lean on by faith.
所以我们信耶稣我们都得着了。
So we who believe in Jesus Christ, we have all received it.
在这里讲到第三件重要的事。
And here a third important thing is mentioned.
是圣灵正在做的。
It's something that the Holy Spirit is currently doing.
是要用我们用信心来接受来顺服的。
And by faith, we have to receive and we have to obey.
刚才第二个是基督已经做成的我们用信心来相信来依靠。
And the second thing that I just talked about, something that the Lord has already accomplished, by faith, we need to believe and we need to lean on.
除他以外别无拯救。
Aside from him, there's no other salvation.
天下人间没有赐下别的名可以靠着得救就是他。
There are no other names that is given under the whole heaven that by which we may be saved.
那是基督已经做成的。
And this is something that Christ has already accomplished.
而第三个是圣灵正在做的。
And the third thing is what the Holy Spirit is currently doing.
是要我们用信心来接受来顺服的。
That by faith we have to receive and obey.
他说是律法的义成就在我们这不随从肉体只随从圣灵的人身上。
That the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh but according to the Spirit.
请问律法要不要成就
Does the law need to be fulfilled? Yes.
什么成就
How is it fulfilled?
我们把这十个字最关键的字念一念好不好
Let's read these words, these verses together.
这就是我今天的主题。
How do we fulfill it? This is the theme of the topic today.
要使律法的义成就在我们这什么
To fulfill the righteous requirement.
不随从肉体只随从圣灵的人身上。弟兄姊妹这是关键的话哈。
We who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the spirit. This is the key point here.
肉体达不到的。
The flesh cannot do it.
不是肉体不好。
It is not that the flesh is not good.
对不起不是律法不好。
It is not that the law is not good, I'm sorry.
是肉体出问题。
But there's something wrong with the flesh.
所以律法就不能做了。
So therefore the law cannot accomplish it.
就像我上次跟你们讲的我在希腊相机里面的 memory card 忘了带出去了。
And just like I told you when I was traveling in Greece, I had the camera, but I forgot the memory card.
所以我照相是可以照，但是没有留相。
I took a lot of pictures, but nothing was stored.
Powerless. I can't do it.
I'm powerless to retain any of those images.
所以当我照了两张发现以后，我再也不照了。
And after I took two shots, I didn't take it anymore.
因为我知道它是无用的。
And because I know it's useless for me to keep doing it.
所以律法想要借着人的肉体是不可能的。
Just like the law, if it wants to be accomplished through this flesh, it's impossible.
因为我们肉体 powerless.
Because we are powerless in the flesh.
不可能活出神的要求。
It cannot live out the requirements of God.
所以律法有事情不能做。
So there are certain things that the law cannot do.
对，感谢神，神借着基督为我们做成。
But we thank God that through Christ, God has fulfilled it for us.
而第三件事情，今天圣灵帮助我们
Now,
要把这一切所做成的能够实现在我们身上
Now thirdly the Holy Spirit will help us to make it a reality of all the things that Christ has already done
对亲爱的弟兄姊妹
So dear brothers and sisters
年轻的孩子曾经说过为什么要讲 spiritual inheritance
So some of the younger ones ask you a question Why do we need to talk about spiritual inheritance
我们为什么要讲属灵的传承
Why do we need to talk about passing on our spiritual
inheritance 我跟你讲今天仇敌让我们的注意力让我们的时间让我们的金钱去用很多次要的事情
And Satan oftentimes use all of our resources, our money, our strength, our time to lavish over the things that aren't very important.
他不怕你当人所认为的好人。
He doesn't really care whether you are good a good person in the sight of
the world.
And he doesn't even care that you're doing the good deed that the world deem as good. He's only afraid of one thing.
And
that when the heaven and earth is truly united, that man can live out Christ. That man outside of his own flesh, he can live according to God. This is what the enemy is trying to blind us from. As long as we're moving about in this flesh, then he doesn't care as long as you're moving around. And there are a lot of good people in this world. There are a lot of serious Christians in the house of God. A lot of times Satan doesn't care. Because Romans chapter 8 tells us, those who are of the flesh cannot please the Lord. And those who are according to the flesh, they are enemies with God. They cannot do.
And
they are unable to fulfill the laws of God. So Satan do not care. So any activity that is done out of the flesh, and God do not accept any activities within this flesh. So
brothers,
just to have this concept, I know it's very difficult. It is difficult. Because our tendency is to encourage people to do good. But seldom do we come to the scripture and to the foundation of all things that by myself, I cannot do what is really good. It's not to say not to do what is good. It's not to say not to fulfill the law. But I'm not going to do it according to this old man by this, that is in me that I would be diligent according to it.
所以神从来不借的改善你这个
So the Lord never goes about a method of changing you to be a victorious Christian. And God replaces, and it says, no longer I, but Christ.
弟兄姊妹,
it is very difficult. Last week we said to die with Christ. It is not only a great reality, truth. It's something that has happened 2,000 years ago. And we are also dead in Christ. I gave a lot of example last week. I don't have the time to go through it again.
所以当基督死,
so when Christ died, we died with him. It's not only a great truth,
这是一个最大的释放,
it's the greatest freedom.
朋友, 你收听的是 福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。 我是玛丽姐妹, 感谢你的收听, 也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音事工祷告。 如果你愿意用金钱奉献 来支持福音节目, 请在我们网站的首页 点击 奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。